Chapter 6, The Last of the Spirits. The ghost slowly came towards Scrooge. When it came near him, Scrooge bent down and knelt by it. The air around seemed full of unhappiness. It was wearing a deep black coat, which hid its face, so that the only thing that Scrooge could see was his hand. He felt that the ghost was tall, but he was too afraid to look up. But that was all he knew, since the spirit neither spoke nor moved. Scrooge only felt fear in his heart.
"Are you the ghost of Christmas future?" asked Scrooge.
The spirit did not answer, but pointed with its hand. Although Scrooge was used to these visits by now, he was completely unprepared for the dark spirit. His legs grew weak and started shaking under him, and as he prepared to follow the spirit's hand, Scrooge found that he could hardly stand.
"Ghost of the future," he cried, "I fear you more than any spirit I have seen. But as I know your purpose is to do me good, and as I hope to live to be a different man from what I was, I am prepared to bear your company and do it with a thankful heart. Will you not speak to me?"
It gave him no reply. The hand was pointing straight before him. The ghost moved away as it had come towards him. Scrooge followed in the shadow of its dress, which took him up, as he thought, and carried him along. The city lay in front of them. They were, in fact, in the heart of it. Merchants hurried up and down the streets with the money in their pockets, and sometimes stopping to converse with others. The spirit flew on into a narrow street. Its finger pointed to two people meeting. Scrooge knew these men, and knew them well. They were men of business, very rich, and of great importance.
"How are you?" said one. "How are you?" returned the other.
"Well," said the first,
"Old Scratch has finally died, hey?"
"So I am told," returned the second. "Cold, isn't it?"
"As usual in Christmas time. You're not a skater, I suppose, are you?"
"No, no, much too busy for that.
Good morning."
Not another word.
That was their meeting, their conversation, and their parting.
Not knowing what to think about this conversation, Scrooge turned towards the spirit, and all he was faced with was an outstretched hand pointing in another direction. This time, into a poor part of town. It was Camden Town, and it had changed since Scrooge knew it. The ways now were dirty, the shops and houses falling down, the people half naked, drunken, ugly. The whole quarter smelt of crime, of dirt, and unhappiness. The sad ghost and Scrooge walked on till they reached the house of Bob Cratchit, Scrooge's clerk. Scrooge felt as though he had just visited his clerk's house, but this time seemed very different. The happiness and laughter that once filled the house had changed to bitter unhappiness. This was the scene that met Scrooge's eyes. In a corner sat Bob Cratchit, crying like a child, with two of his own children sitting beside him, Mrs. Cratchit holding one of them, trying hard to kiss away her husband's tears. There were no words of warmth, and there were no voices of hope. This awful vision was made more painful by the complete stillness in the scene. Nothing and nobody moved. Scrooge saw why his clerk's family were so unhappy. In the corner of the room stood an empty chair, with a small crutch leaning next to it. Tiny Tim, the joy of this family, had been taken from them.
"Spirit," said Scrooge, tears beginning to fill his eyes, "why has the child died?"
The ghost said nothing. The scene had changed again, and this time they were facing an entrance gate to some overgrown churchyard. The iron gate made a metallic noise as the spirit moved through it. Scrooge stood still and could not follow the spirit. A death deadly fear had taken hold of him. The spirit stood among the graves and pointed down to one. Scrooge waited, his legs going dead under him. The finger pointed from the grave to him and back again.
"No, spirit, I beg you," said Scrooge.
Still the finger was there. Scrooge slowly walked towards it, shaking, and following the finger, read on the stone of the lonely grave the name Ebenezer Scrooge, R.I.P.
"No, spirit! Oh, no! No!" "Spirit," he cried, holding its coat, "hear me! I am not the man I was. I will not be the man I was. I will honour Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. I will live in the past, the present, and the future. The spirits of all three shall live within me. I will not forget the lessons they teach. Oh, tell me I may clean away the writing on this stone."
In his pain, he tried to catch the spirit's hand. The spirit freed itself as soon as Scrooge moved towards it. Holding up his hands in a last prayer to have his future changed, he saw that the spirit's hood and coat became smaller before him, until it fell down on a bed.